Engage.
Okay. Anything other than footsteps or just footsteps?
Footsteps and like heavy breathing. Like really heavy breathing.
Oh, are we talking heavy breathing like asthmatic bro? Or are we talking heavy breathing like an ox bro?
It's Timmy.
Kind of more like an ox. And it's getting closer.
I'm going to whirl around and point my flashlight at it.
Okay.
Whoa!
Congratulations. You see something coming at you. Again, it's still snowing, so you can't completely see it. But you do realize that it is large, brown, and heading your way.
That's sweet. Racist.
Freak out check. Freak out check.
I'm going to follow Eddie and turn the corner after he did. So I might as well get my freak out check out of the way now, too.
Sure.
It's Wendigo from?
Freak out check is from Brains.
Spirit.
Oh.
Oh. You guys are both using the same die?
No.
Okay.
Fours.
Nothing. Nothing.
You're pretty freaked out by what you're seeing. You, for some reason, not so much. You're a burly guy. Maybe you think you can take whatever this is.
It's like, dude, I could wrestle a bear, you know? I was all state in wrestling. I could take a bear.
All state in wrestling.
Now,
Div 1 wrestler? If I hadn't thrown my back out, I would be.
What's coming towards you is actually sped up, and it's heading directly towards you. So now we're going to go into a kill scene.
Sweet.
So this is finally the first kill scene in the game. So give me finesse to see if you can dodge, because this thing's heading straight towards you.
Well, who gets to act first?
Since you saw it first, we'll have you act first.
Say, because normally in this game, you will have the players act on a turn, and then the thing act on a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? You declare. So, Daniel, would you like to know what
I do declare.
Would you like to know what it is doing, or would you like to have us declare what we're doing first?
It's basically like ready in an action.
Well, I'm freaked out, so probably what it's doing.
Okay, so we're going to want to know what... So you tell us what it's doing, and then we get the reactionary response.
It's speeding up. It's getting larger because it's coming towards you. Like,
so it's
really
rushing
large.
At
it's
us.
Rushing at you.
So now we could decide based on our pools what we can do.
Wow.
I'm actually going to use brawn.
Okay.
And use my strength. I'm going to grab the door to the cage that we're inside.
Okay.
And pull it closed and hold it.
Okay.
I'm going to pull my pocket knife. Because that's the only act of defense I have, really. Okay. So
roll your brawn for the door.
That would be 3 ones.
Oh.
You pull the door, and you accidentally pull it off the hinges, and it falls to the ground.
Best horror movie ever.
Congratulations. You're a jock.
I imagine it just like a John Woo movie, and it like, just ungodly like spins or something, like, uncharacteristically.
What do you do?
No, I'm just ready to defend myself with my pocket knife. So
okay, you gotta since we took, you've got to roll something against it to see what happens because it's all dictated. So you've got your pocket knife, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna stab when it gets close.
I can try to intimidate it. I don't know what it is. I have intimidate.
No, you can try.
Nah.
So what's your intimidate under?
That's spirit.
You saw on a Discovery Channel show once that if you go like this to a bear,
yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to scare it away because I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
it's not scared of you.
Is that a secondary character?
Yes.
Okay, so you lose. So Simon Primary, even though I rolled 3 ones and should lose 3 survival, it doesn't happen to me because it's my first loss. your character loses a survival point because you did not make a successful roll. So wait. Martha May loses a survival point.
But she doesn't have any survival points.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely right. So this creature...
Cue cutscene.
What now?
It's your call. You saw what happened.
So you tried to slam the door. It fell. You also, but at the same time, you managed to kind of scoot off to the side. Martha's kind of standing in the doorway and going, blah, at whatever this is. It rushes you, reaches out, grabs your throat, and rips it out.
Oh.
And you just fall to the ground dead.
Okay.
And all in one motion, as it rips it out, it just continues to run. It runs right past Eddie. It doesn't even bother him.
Really? Interesting. So are you voluntarily ending the kill scene then?
I am voluntarily ending the kill scene.
Daniel, you get...
It's a holly.
I don't remember what the reward is for getting one of your characters killed. I think you get a genre
point. It's two genre points.
Yeah. Oh, two genre points. Sweet. So you get free two genre points because...
Kill one of your characters.
But Martha reward! Is... Martha is awesome. Dead.
Freak out? You want to roll one of them freak out checks?
Yeah, freak out check for you.
Fours.
I mean, you're you didn't okay really about care. It. Like, you're okay.
Really didn't
it.
Like her that much anyway.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, what was her name again?
You kind of watch Martha fall to the ground, gargle, shimmer a little bit, and then just lay still at your feet. But for some reason, it doesn't bother you that much.
Survival a little bit.
You're a manly man.
All right. You killed one. You got seven to go.
I know. We got more to go. Let's move on.
More like Wendigo.
Wow.
Tina. Tina was sort of, air quote, leading a group to the other cabins. Who else was with her?
Yao, and I believe Ronnie.
Wait, no, I'm still in the basement, bro.
Ronnie's okay, he's still in the basement.
So it was like Yao. She went with Yao.
Basement.
So she went with Yao. That's it? Just Yao?
Yeah. So everyone left. Everybody else is in the other group.
Yeah.
And then
okay. You got Ronnie by himself. You got Eddie by himself. Timmy. Stacy.
And Sarah.
And Sarah.
And Jordan.
And Jordan.
And another group. Who forgets Jordan?
Okay. That's the point.
That's the point.
Okay. So we're going to move on to Tina and Yao, apparently, is the only person that's with it because Ronnie is just too stoned to move.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure you don't want to go with him?
You don't have I don't even know what's going on, man.
He can't find his feet right now.
Yeah. Tina wants to go check out the other cabins. So who has Yao? You have Yao.
Me.
Okay. You safely make it to one of the cabins. Congratulations. And it's unlocked because, it is. Everybody tried to, everybody left it unlocked. They all went to their, to the main cabin for safety earlier. So inside, you walk inside. Tina's got her flashlight and she, she's looking around. You guys are looking around the room, I'm assuming.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's a small cabin. It's a small kitchenette and a living area. And then there's a small bathroom and a small bedroom kind of off to the side. I mean, I don't know what you're looking for, so.
Well, I don't have a flashlight.
Oh, that's right. You didn't find it. I forgot. So she just moves the flashlight around. You go, okay, in the living room, you really don't see much. It's just a living space. There's not much in there. There's a stack of wood next to the fireplace, like birch, probably. Maybe some birch branches and things laying around. Are you going room to room?
Are there closed doors?
No, I mean, the doors are all open. So there's not even a door between the bedroom and the living room. Yeah. It's just open. It's just an open door. So bedroom?
Sure.
Okay. So in the bedroom, you find a wool sack that actually has, like, some presents in it. And Tina's like, I was going to give these to John and Ed later. Their presents with their, they're for John and Ed. What do you want to do in this room?
What are these presents you're going to give them? Like, are they of any use to us?
Oh, you speak English. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Racism.
What, you just assume that I don't?
But you didn't seem like you knew what was going on earlier.
That's racist. I'm offended.
Do you want to open them? Like, do you? Are you trying to decide whether or not you want to open them?
Well, she knows what's in them.
She does, but you don't.
So I'm asking.
Are you asking if you can open them?
I'm asking what's in them.
Oh, I got John a new coat, and I got Ed some new goggles.
That doesn't seem very useful in this moment.
No. Oh, I also got Ed this snow paint where you can like paint things in the snow. It's kind of cool.
Sounds pretty lame.
Well, I mean, I don't make a lot of money up here.
Do we see search the rooms? If we find anything useful?
No, I mean in the bathroom you find maybe like a first aid kit. That's probably the most useful thing in that room. Yeah, no, I mean that if you don't think anything else is useful, then you can move on to the next cabin. I mean, you guys are looking for the kids. That's what she's looking for. So you don't think there's anything else useful in here at all?
I don't know. I'm very unperceptive. So use some tens. Oh. Is supposed to be zero?
Yeah.
Nothing. I guess I don't see anything.
Okay.
This is a room.
Nice place.
Yeah. So you guys are, just say you move down the line. There's only three small cabins. So you guys just kind of move down to the next cabin. Cabin number two. Virtually the same thing. It's about the same size, same layout. More firewood. There's actually a box of matches in this one, which wasn't in the last room. Suitcases with clothes, snow boots. I mean, what?
I'll take the matches.
Okay.
Can I search for anything else?
Sure.
Threes?
I mean, there's not a whole lot in this room or in this cabin either. It's just a cabin. You might find maybe like a kitchen knife in the kitchen if you feel like you need to prepare yourself for
more. A poker, like around the fireplace?
Yeah, there's probably a fire poker there.
I'm going to grab the poker.
Okay.
There you go. Weapon up.
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, there's nothing else. Was this one of the other gentlemen's cabins or?
This one was just a general cabin. Like, this didn't look like there's anybody really living there.
Okay.
Or staying there at this point.
I'd like it to be noted that I'm starting to get really hungry. I've gotten through the apple core and I've finished the chocolate. And so I'm thinking about making a stupid action pretty soon.
Okay.
Just want you to start thinking about it. Make it a good
I'll
one.
I'll think about that.
It's not quite how that power works, but that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, you guys want to just move on to the next cabin, or where do you want to go?
Yes.
Okay. You guys get this cabin, and she's getting really anxious. Tina's just really anxious. And she kind of just, she hands you the flashlight. And she just kind of stands there and just looks out the window. She's kind of just, she's losing it. She's really starting to lose it. This cabin was actually Brad, Angela, Amy, and James's cabin. More ideally, they would be here than anywhere because it is their cabin. You still can't seem to find them. In the bedroom, you look around. I mean, I'm not going to make you roll. Everything is clearly out in the open. Or you can drop dice and roll if you want. That's completely up to you.
That one wasn't me.
So in the bedroom, you find a couple of sacks that have presents for the kids. With their names on them.
Can boots, open those, you jerk.
Coats, I mean, you know, that sort of thing. But again, there's just not much in here. But Tina is like really freaking out. She's standing by the window just sort of muttering to herself. Give me a perception, a listen check.
What am I rolling?
Brains.
Brains. For perception.
Nope.
How close are you? Are you like standing next to her? I mean, you're standing pretty close to her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if she's talking to herself, you can probably hear her anyway. Just whether or not you heard everything. You didn't really hear everything, but really, she's just kind of glaring out the window, shaking. She said, and what you understand is, I can't believe this is happening again. That's the part you hear.
What do you mean again?
I mean, you don't know? You don't know the legend up here?
No, we're not from around here. As I circle my face.
Genre point. Because it's funny. She's like, well, the legend has it is that a bunch of kids went missing a few years back. Nobody really knows what happened to them, and there was no trace.
Were there dead bodies that time, too? Not that something new?
Not that what was reported, no. In fact, the family was staying in the same cabin. That's what's so weird about it.
That's interesting. Can I further search the cabin for, I don't know, something weird?
Sure, I mean, what are you searching for?
I mean, in general? If they stay in the same cabin, it leads me to believe that there's something here that...
Yeah, and this cabin is a little bit bigger because it does hold a family, so there's two bedrooms. So what are you, you're looking around, you find, I mean, you I don't know, give me a perception check. Give me a brains check. Good, bad, ugly?
6, 7, 9.
Do you always have to roll one less? Is that because you got...
Unperceptive.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Unperceptive? You're the worst person for this job.
Yeah.
As you're walking around...
And if I was there, I wouldn't be much help either. As half-witted and unperceptive.
Give me a spirit check instead.
Easily frightened him? Is that going to figure into this?
That's a pretty scary story, I mean.
Thieves.
What? Oh, good. So you got a match. I'm glad you did. There's a bookshelf in here, and you notice that for some reason the bookshelf is kind of pushed off against off the wall a little bit. It just seems weird to you.
So it's separated from the wall, it's not above
this wall, yeah. I mean, it's not supposed to be nailed there. You can move it, but it just looks like for some reason it's separated from the wall.
Can I go to push it? Move it?
Sure. Give me a brawn check.
Throw my martial arts figure into this? Chop suey.
You keep rolling the wrong dice there.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you got a normal.
You're rolling poor for everything.
Well, no, that last one was right.
Yeah.
So no wonder you're sucking.
We need eights.
I got a pair, though. Fives and sixes.
You got two pairs.
So you moved it pretty easily. And when you moved it, from behind it, a book fell out. Like it was stuck between there.
From the back, I'll pick the book up.
Okay. Are you investigating it?
I'm just gonna.
You gonna read the book? Yeah. So you look at it. It looks like a really old tome. Like you don't know what it is. It's really kind of ragged. The binding's kind of falling off.
He used the word tome. It can't be good.
Tome is just a word for a book. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty old. Probably 1920s. I mean, it's old.
That old.
Well,
pretty old to me.
It's like old enough.
1800s.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, we're 20 years in the past. Papers, so it's 20 years. The 20s. Oh, yeah, the 20 years. What year was 1995. That's even closer.
Anyway, so you open up the book, and where the hell is the book? I wrote it down, I promise. Oh, inside, scrawled on the inside cover is a little note. It's it's ink, but it's really aged. It says, Dr. Stinger, I hope this serves you well. Page 247 should do the trick.
I will turn to page 247.
Which tells you to turn to page 63. Which tells you to turn to page 412. Which tells you to turn to page 1.
It was the original True to an Adventure.
As you're flipping through, you find a little post-it note in there on page 246.
A 1920s post-it note?
No.
Oh, okay.
A new post-it note.
Anachronism.
A post-it note that doesn't look that old, maybe a year or two old.
Okay.
And on the note, it just says, ask Ed about his knife. And where page 247 should be is not there.
Like tore out?
It's been torn out.
Sweet. Can I flip through the book? Do I notice any other markings or anything of note?
I mean, the only thing that you know of, like the binding's really worn down, but just sort of going through the text, you can tell that it's like a book of old tales, maybe like fairy tales or something. Mm-hmm.
Is there a chapter list that tells what was on 247?
Let's go with that. Table of contents?
Index, perhaps?
Not really. I mean, there's nothing that really... That page was apparently not the beginning of a chapter, so it would not give you...
Can I go to the beginning of the chapter?
You want to go to the beginning of that chapter?
Yeah.
It just says old German folk tales.
Okay.
That's all it says.
Bum, bum, bum.
At this point, Tina is getting really nervous. She's really hasn't been paying attention to you at all. Just muttering to herself, staring out the window, kind of rocking back and forth even. Really freaking out. And in an instant, the window shatters. A clawed hand reaches in and pulls her out.
Sweet!
Freak out check.
Yeah. What's that? Spirit?
Spirit.
You got spirit. Yes, you... Oh, that's not the cheerleader.
One.
Is that your secondary character?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Now, you can't... You don't lose survival points for freak out checks.
You don't lose survival points
for freak out checks. But he is definitely, for sure, failed a freak out check.
Freaked out enough that you just bound for the door and run. Like, you just run out. And now you're in a kill scene.
Sweet!
So, what do you want to do? You want to try to run, fight it?
I'm going to keep running.
You're going to keep running?
I have fast runner.
Give me finesse. Mind you, all you've seen is a clawed hand. You don't see. You haven't seen anything else.
Yeah, that's funny.
You need sixes.
Yep.
And if you're running, you're probably going to add one for that. And you need to not roll ones, and you need to roll pairs.
Pair ones!
He got exactly what you told him not to roll.
Yeah, you did. You hear a howling screech and spin about, and on the roof you actually see some kind of enormous beast, and he leaps towards you, lands on you, and begins to claw at you.
Nice. Am I dead?
Well, you rolled a one. You actually rolled two ones, so you need to lose two survival points.
Okay, well,
does Yao have any survival points?
Yeah, none.
Yeah, Yao's been shredded.
Bye-bye.
And so is Tina, apparently.
I didn't like Tina anyways.
All right. But you do get two genre points for having a character die.
Cool.
That bit of information is lost to the story.
Let's go back to Stoner Ronnie.
Yes!
I relinquish control to you, sir.
All right. Ronnie is coming down from his high. Mm. He's kind of starting to wonder where everybody else is at.
Yeah.
He's still in the main lodge. So I'm going to have him just sort of wander about the lodge for now. Maybe he finds the office.
Mm-hmm. You get two genre points for that, Spencer. Yeah. And you can only use stupid action one more time.
Okay.
So with your lighter, which is probably losing a lot of losing a lot of fluid, you're able to find just like a bunch of paperwork, a really old computer, you know, like a Hewlett Packard computer.
Say really old for 95, so an Apple II.
An Apple II, genre point, since you knew the name of it. Pens, pencils. You also find an old cedar box. Sitting on a little shelf. I'm going to relinquish it back to you. Do you want to open the box? Do you want to just leave it alone?
Fuck yeah, I want to open the box. That's where I would stash my shit, bro. All
right, so you open the box and you find a revolver.
Whoa!
It's not new, it's not old. But
yeah, dude.
Look, appears to be in working order.
I start playing with it. I don't know how these things work.
There's no bullets in it.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can keep looking around if you want.
Oh, man. You can pawn this for a lot of money, man. Put that in my pocket. I'm going to keep looking around. I'm going to look for the bullets.
Okay. And where are you looking?
Oh, man. I'm looking in the
desk. So you got, like, there's a small belt. Yeah, like a desk drawer.
Yeah, yeah.
You open up a desk drawer and you find a box of bullets.
Oh.
And inside are only 5 bullets left in the box.
Okay. I'm going to put that in my other pocket. Let me write this down.
Are you loading the gun or are you just taking the bullets separately? How smart is Ronnie at this point?
I'm going to take them separately.
Fair enough.
I think he's still thinking about selling it.
Okay. And he's actually... Since you gave me, you gave it back to me, or I gave it back to you, but I'll take it again, and we're going to have Ronnie go ahead and step outside. Maybe he's going to search for everybody else now.
Okay.
Okay. And on his way out, he probably sees everybody else heading back this direction, which is, if I'm not mistaken, Stacy, Timmy,
Sarah,
and I can't read my writing.
It's the nerd,
Jordan.
And Ronnie just wants to know what's going on. What did you guys find? And I imagine he's not telling anybody about the gun.
No.
We found a broken lift. It doesn't work. It may not be broken, but it's not working. I'm out of breath. That was a long walk. Knew I should have watched that.
You and the asthmatic nerd are both wheezy.
Should have watched that Simon Richards program. Lost some weight.
Give the man a point.
Something about dance in your pants or something.
Tone sense. Up or something like that. I don't know. It's, Never actually watched it.
So when is Eddie going to make his grand entrance?
Yeah.
Because I was just around the back of the house as far as I know.
Eddie has probably made his way back around, so you guys have all found each other again.
Dude, she's dead. Oh my god, she is so dead. She is like, man, just tore her throat out. Oh my god, that thing was huge. Jesus. Whoa. Like, we're in trouble, dudes.
Who's dead?
The one chick from shop class. Yeah.
I pull out the gun just like this. Just start pointing it in random directions.
Do we need to like make like a freak out check for that? Or, like,
no.
Okay.
Brick, where'd you get a hand grenade?
there's a thing here, and it's big, guys. Like, it just...
I'm trembling, like, trying to load it, dropping bullets.
Just like, she's dead, bros.
Give me 5 luck rolls. To see how many bullets you can manage to get in the gun.
All right. So that's going to be what?
Spirit.
I'm good. So that's 6, and then...
That's D6s, and then 4, theoretically, unless you got something to add. You got 2s?
Yep. 1 bullet loaded.
You got 5s and 1s.
2 bullets loaded.
Oh, if you got 1s, then no.
I thought that only counted for kill.
Yeah, all right, I'll give it to you.
3 bullets loaded.
Doing pretty good.
I still got some weed in my THC in my system. Yeah. I'm steady.
Oh. 3s.
4 bullets.
And then I drop the last one.
All right, so you managed to get 4 out of 5 in the gun. The last one is deep in the snow somewhere. You probably don't know where it's at. fell down at your feet somewhere.
All right.
But she's dead. She's dead, bros. Like, what? Where's Tina?
Oh, also, where's Yao?
Oh, yeah, the funny guy. Where's that guy?
The funny guy.
Do we not see, I mean, how wide is this?
I mean, you guys can clearly see that another pair of footprints went the opposite direction.
Did we not hear
Ronnie's,
screams?
If Ronnie remembers things, he'd probably tell you where they went.
No, do we not see, like, bodies? Like,
I think it's...
No, the snow has pretty much covered up the bodies. You guys have already seen them once, so I'm not going to make you freak out again.
The new bodies.
I think that it's spread out a little bit.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, it's spread out.
Did we not hear any screams or anything?
Not really, no.
Okay. Nobody really lasted more than just that first moment of impact, so...
Well, I figured, like... What's the Asian guy? Yao? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I figured he would have, like, screamed running out or something.
When you fail your first check, you really don't have much reaction time.
No.
Yeah, but if he's running...
You had enough time to run, but not enough time to make noise. I don't know. I mean,
that makes no sense, but okay.
Do you scream every time you're frightened?
That cabin was the third cabin
down. If I seen
down.
Someone get pulled out of a window, yeah.
That cabin was also the third cabin down, so it's the furthest cabin away from the main lodge.
That's
it's
more,
probably far enough you didn't hear anything.
That's more logical. But I would probably scream if I saw someone get pulled out of a window.
The wind is also whirling around your ears outside. It's still pretty snowy. Those Brad and Angela's bodies are pretty well snow-covered by now.
We just need to barricade, bros. Like, just let's just, you know, just build a fire.
No, you're stupid. You haven't gotten any smart. How is it? Ronnie smokes more pot than you, and and he's smarter than you are. We need to get the fuck out of here, man. There's got to be a gas station or something. We just got to go.
We don't got anything to fix the van with.
Who asked about Tina? Who was asking about Tina?
Eddie did?
I thought you did.
No, he mentioned that Yao was also gone.
Okay. Give me a brains roll.
Yeah. Give you that brains roll as a...
Everybody can give me a brains. I don't care. You guys are all staying in the same place.
Does detective give me a plus
Eddie
to this?
Eddie gets eights.
Got threes.
Does detective give me a plus to this?
Sure.
Nope. Nothing.
Got threes.
Okay.
Twos.
For either Jordan.
Did you get
or
toppers?
Ryan.
No, I got eights on tens.
Okay. Either way, you guys, anybody who got matches is smart enough to realize that two sets of footprints went the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering where Tina is and Yao is, so.
Looks like they went this way. Should we go?
Dude, I think that thing went that way. Like
what thing?
The big thing. I don't know. It was like what's that? Abdominal snowman. That's what it was.
It's abominable, you fucking retard.
A Yeti? Is that what it is? A Yeti? Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah, one of those Yoda things.
I hate all of you. I should be at MIT right now.
I'm gonna. Eddie's gonna look for like, I don't know, like an axe or like a, you know, something he could swing because he could take this thing out. Maybe.
You mean you didn't fight it off with your bare hands?
Somebody had a hammer earlier. I don't know who has it.
That was Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or that was Stacy.
Yeah. Like we need to like. There's like a big log or something that I could use as a club.
I mean, there's probably some firewood stacked up on the porch.
Well, not. Yeah, like I'm gonna use something like that, you know, like
that's really
a
all
club.
That's there. I mean, varying right. sizes of
then
firewood.
You're gonna, and he's gonna walk inside, pick up the nearest wooden chair, and smash it on the floor. So now he's got a club.
There's not an axe anywhere. I mean, they had to cut the wood with something, right?
Yeah. There's probably an axe. You guys just didn't look for it.
That I just said. Can I have an axe?
You gotta find it.
Okay. Well, what would you like me to roll, sir?
Roll luck to see if you can find it.
All right. It all depends on what you want to roll.
So spirit.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Is anybody else looking for the axe?
In that case, I'm smashing a chair. I got a hunk of chair now.
Give me a brawn to see if you can actually break the chair.
Oh, good lord.
What?
I got double fives looking for the axe.
Well, you found an axe. Congratulations.
So I have a revolver and an axe.
Toppers and threes.
You shattered a chair, and now you have two legs in your hand.
Yeah,
one
bro.
Of each hand.
Yeah, bro. This is just going to be like when I took Aikido. Just like my hero, Steven Seagal.
genre point, because that's when he was famous.
Yeah.
Famous. Famous needs air quotes. Can we put the air quotes?
There were air quotes in famous.
He was pretty famous in the mid-90s.
Yeah, he had a movie on every
Watch week. Under Siege every Saturday.
Amazing movie. So everyone's
I guess let's follow
Everyone's
the
just going to let the pothead just keep the revolver and the axe.
Well, I was going to ask him if I could have the axe.
I mean, who are you?
Timmy, the guy that gave you a candy bar earlier.
Yeah, man. Nice. Wait,
Timmy's got an axe.
Wait, hold up. Reach in my holds
pocket,
out hand.
Pull out a handful of candy and give it to him.
All right, so Timmy's got the axe. You've got table legs.
I'm gonna say, I've got some matter. Sort of clubs.
Right.
I don't think you're gonna give me extra dice for them anyway, but it just makes thematic sense.
Sarah has
a sweet knife.
Right.
She's not told anybody about.
Your people don't have anything.
I got a hammer.
Oh, you got a hammer. That's
and
right.
A screwdriver.
So Stacy's the only one left alive.
Okay.
And a nail file and a tampon. And
that's could be useful.
That tampon's coming so much use. Right. Got so much use out of it.
So you guys are following the tracks? Is that what's happening?
Yep.
I'm
going to follow the tracks.
Okay, are you all going the same direction?
There's only one direction to go.
Well, I mean, there's not. I mean, you guys can go back to the ski lift if you want. I don't know.
Like... We need to, like, I don't know, man. I'm going to say, let's go see. We got to find Tina and that guy from Eurasia.
No, you stupid little man. We need to get out of here. I'm going to the ski lift because the ski lift is not here. The ski lift will take me somewhere else. Fuck you. I'm going the other
direction. The ski lift don't work.
Well,
we were just there.
I graduated MIT. I mean, I'm at MIT. I graduated high. I was valedictorian. Doesn't matter. I'm going to the ski lift, and I'm smart, and I'm going to fix it. Storms off.
Who was in it the goes, basement? Who else went to the basement?
There
who,
are plenty
who found,
of
you found the toolbox, right?
Yeah.
Stacy's the only one who knows about the manual.
Yeah.
Ronnie, Stacy, Sarah. Yeah. I think it was only three.
Yeah. Are you telling anybody about said manual?
Nope.
Good luck getting it working.
Well, Eddie is
forgetful.
Oh yeah.
Eddie is gonna go off in search of Tina.
He gave me some pretty useless skills here. My attractiveness is yet to
Timmy. Timmy is gonna follow Jordan. Eddie.
Okay.
In search for Tina.
Jordan's going to do the ski lift by himself, I guess.
I guess.
So everybody else is going with Eddie to find Tina. Is that accurate?
I'm heading in directions with footsteps up and
saying. Yeah, because Sarah's really smart and she realizes that the ski lift goes up the mountain and doesn't get them away from the weather. So.
Well,
the
ski lift goes both directions. It just wasn't on.
Well, right. But you're telling me that the ski lift goes farther down than where we're at now?
Yeah.
Then we climb up.
That doesn't make any sense.
Then
it goes up. It goes up to the top of a mountain, yes.
Right. Well, there's not likely to be anyone up there, so I'm not going that way.
Okay.
That seems insane. Who would be on the top of the mountain in the middle of this snowstorm? We're better off down here where there's firewood and houses.
Something killing stuff. It's pretty scary.
Okay. Jordan is heading to the ski lift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You make it back to the ski lift pretty safely. Mm-hmm. You going to try to fix it?
These fucking tools, I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm going to try to fix it.
All right.
You could try to do another the first time.
What do you...
Tactical mind, science, brains, good.
Is that spirit or brains?
Brains.
I'd assume.
Okay.
Got good spirit too. Better.
Roll both. Let's see which one you get. Roll brains first.
2 fours.
Somehow you figured out how to get it going.
Nice.
Even though there's no power.
Apparently there's power to the ski lift that you guys didn't find.
Right. I'll roll spirit two.
Movie logic.
Can I get eights? Four eights? Are these eights or eights?
Those are eights.
Are all eights? Okay.
You got it going the first try, so you really don't have to. I was just going to see which one you got right.
Ten.
So are you...
Oh, just right now I did.
No.
Oh, I did roll ten tops there.
Now all are you going to ride the ski lift? What are you doing?
I'm looking back and forth. My whole life, no, none of them like me. Fuck you guys! And then I get on.
Okay. The ski lift takes you up to the top of the mountain. When you get off at the top of the mountain, or onto the top of the mountain, you actually find more tracks, which is weird, right?
Quite.
Freak out check.
Yep.
Why is that weird?
Because the tracks ended at the ski lift, but the ski lift hadn't moved.
That weakened. So you can tell me.
Right. No, you guys were able to tell it had not been moved.
Yeah, because I made a roll to was able somebody to tell.
Else. So it's a spirit, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Threes and sevens.
Oh.
Doubled.
You're not freaked out at all, and you're pretty intrigued.
My sciencey brain. Interested. I follow the tracks.
Okay. So you follow the tracks for... Mm-hmm. Probably a good 10 minutes. I mean, it leads into the woods up a little higher. 10, 15 minutes later, you find a cave.
I like it. What you going to do?
Daniel's like, see, splitting the party is fun, isn't it, Spencer?
Wait, I've become Daniel. I am wimpy. So at this point, I'm like, hey, kids. Hey, can you hear me? Anyone in there? What time is it?
Wow, wheezing.
I mean, it's still late. Like, it's a little after midnight. I mean, it's late.
I don't have a flashlight. How did I do that? Movie magic.
I thought you had a flashlight.
No, that's my secondary.
Okay.
Well, even Ronnie don't have a flashlight anymore either. So...
Let's just say I had one movie magic.
Movie magic. You found a flashlight.
Continuity error. You know. maybe like I just kind of like take a little rock and go, kind of girl throw it in.
You just hear like a tick 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 tick. That's it. You don't hear anything else. You don't hear anything coming from the cave.
I very very slowly and cautiously begin to enter.
Okay. Just give me a brains perception real quick.
Mm-hmm. Almost got tops, but I got fours.
Okay, as soon as you walk in, you kick something that kind of like makes a ticking sound, like metal, and it's a fucking flashlight. Congratulations, you found one inside the cave. See, movie magic explained.
You.
And it works. Neat.
Wow. Well, look at that.
So I imagine you're probably looking around the cave.
Yeah, I am. Can I do a perception check, please and thank you?
If you want.
Sure.
Sure.
Searching. I mean, what lives here? What's going on in this place?
Okay.
Got triple fours.
Nice. Inside the cave, you find like the remains of a fire that looked like it hadn't been burnt in a while, but it does appear like somebody had been here maybe not too long ago. You also find a burlap sack. There's actually some weird like cave paintings, like not ancient cave paintings. It just looks more like graffiti. And it looks like they're actually of children. There's a few boxes, a little like crates laying around.
Okay. I will search the burlap sack and search the crates.
Okay.
The
sack is empty.
Okay.
The crates. Inside one of the crates, you find a page from a book. It looks like it's been torn out of a book.
Okay. I read said page.
Said page is look pretty crinkled. I mean, it looks like it's probably been crinkled up, put in somebody's pocket, and whatever. It's old. It's a pretty old piece of paper. So you carefully open it up, and hand drawn on the corner is a little V that looks like it has curls at the top, like a curly looking V.
I remember that. Wait, do I remember that? Who saw that originally?
Eddie saw that first. Okay. So unless Eddie didn't say anything, then.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's another one of those movie things, you know. Yeah. I mean, audience knows what's going on.
John did kind of say somewhat aloud that it was a family symbol, but
Eddie wasn't paying attention. No one knows. No. The audience does.
You also find printed on the page, not hand scrawled, is that V is actually printed in the middle as well, and it's inside a circle. And on the outside of the circle, on the left and the right of it, are two X's. And down at the bottom is another X. And in the middle are two squares. So I don't know if you want to write that down or not. It's completely up to you.
It's a tic-tac-toe, okay. According to
So it's a circle with a V in it.
Uh-huh.
The left, the right, and the bottom, there's an X. And in the middle are two squares.
Flanking the V?
Yeah, just in the center of the circle. It doesn't really matter.
But the V's in the center?
Yeah, it's inside with the V.
So you're drawing a V with two squares.
Yeah,
I know, but like,
okay. I think you may have made the circle too big.
It doesn't have to be that artistic.
This is really important.
And you find handwritten you got it?
Looks like an animal.
You find handwritten at the bottom something that looks like a chant, maybe, and it's in a different language. But above it in English, it says "To summon Krampus."
Apparently it's a Gregorian Christmas.
Yeah. Right. Have I reached the depth of this cave?
Yeah, I mean, it's not huge.
Yeah, it's okay. Gotcha. Have I searched ever? You know, I searched both boxes. Well, there were two crates, right?
Yeah.
The other one had nothing.
The other one had nothing in it. Yeah.
Okay. Does the so this page is all it says is how to summon the bitch. Doesn't give us anything else.
No, I mean it gives you symbols and squares and.
I can just take this with me though.
You can take it with you.
Okay.
If you can manage to find somebody that speaks another language or
can I do a perception check to see which language it is?
Sure.
Be a brain.
I mean you're a nerdy guy.
Too bad Yao's dead.
You're a pretty intelligent guy.
Tops, bro. Tops and doubles.
Not only that, not only do you know that it's German, you can read it.
Give it to me.
All of a sudden, you realize, oh, I can
I get a genre point.
I can speak German.
Yeah.
By the way.
So, I mean, without saying the whole chant, basically it gives you the, what's called them ingredients.
Lucas, I need you to sing it.
I don't speak German. But it basically it gives you like the ingredients of what you need. Okay. To summon Krampus, apparently.
What are those ingredients?
You need to draw a symbol. You need to perform the chant, and you need to draw Krampus by using his favored items, which are a sack and branches.
He's a man of simple taste.
He's a simple animal, apparently.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really those are the ingredients that apparently you need. Oh, I'm sorry, that is not entirely correct. You also need the names of two children.
Hmm. Got some like cold activity happening up here or something. Someone summoning Krampus. There happen to be two children. Hmm.
This is ridiculous. I'm a man of empirical nature. Krampus. Fairy tales. It's probably just a wolf. I walk out the cave.
You getting back on the ski lift?
Yeah.
Did you see the children's bodies in there?
I mean, I looked all around.
Right? Oh, okay, I didn't know if I just missed it.
So as you're going across the ski lift, it suddenly just stops.
Yeah, of course.
Now it doesn't like mechanically stop; like it doesn't shut down. In fact, you can kind of hear it whining a little bit off in the distance, like it's continuing to spin, but it's not. You know, it's maybe smoking. Probably you can't really tell. You're perceptive enough to know that it's not working on it. That it's not didn't stop on its own, and you hear some grumbling behind you in the distance.
Hmm.
That's not the sound of the. It's not the sound of the ski lift.
Okay. How far above the ground am I? I just so you know, just because this sounds like fun, I'm starting to have an asthma attack.
I mean, you're pretty high, but there's also a lot of snow on the ground.
Okay.
So you can't really tell.
And so how far back is the growling?
Let's say it's about 20 feet back. I mean, it's close enough that you can hear it. And for some reason, you feel like you're moving backwards.
As he... impulse. I jump.
You jump? Okay. Let's see... first off, freak out check.
Oh, yeah. I failed.
How bad did you fail?
I didn't get any ones.
Okay. Yeah, you're pretty freaked out. So apparently you decide to jump. Give me a brawn check to see if you survive the landing.
Oh,
I'm super strong. 483.
Hmm?
483.
You hit the ground pretty hard, but there's a lot of snow on the ground, and you actually manage not to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Do I sustain any injury?
No, I mean, maybe like a couple scrapes and bruises from the snow is probably rough.
Right.
But it's soft enough that you didn't break any bones.
Okay. I begin running.
Okay, that's good because you begin to hear howling behind you.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So you're running. Give me finesse.
Just a kill scene?
Not
there.
Yet.
Okay.
Depends on how far he gets.
Fair enough.
Finesse. I stumble. Can I get some D10s, please?
You have a bunch of D10s.
Oh, these are D10s?
Yeah, those are D10s.
Oh, I should... God damn it. I should have been rolling...
D8s look like pyramids.
Special ball.
Why are you rolling three?
You're rolling three instead of four.
Because I have stumbles and I'm poor.
Poor, you should still roll four unless... Mm.
He's got...
I got tops anyway, so...
All right, well... Congratulations, you managed to get away before the kill scene could happen.
10?
That's a 10, but that one's a 1.
Yeah, it would be double zeros.
Dope.
Would be a 10 on that one.
We're just going to re-roll that.
Four dice.
No.
No? All right, so you stumble, and now we're in a kill scene. Is this one of your primary characters?
Secondary.
Secondary? That's unlucky.
To be fair, you just now said it was a kill scene. So yeah, that role can't kill.
That role does not count as your... Yeah. So now we're in a kill scene.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Do you want to attempt to run again? Because I can give you that option.
Doesn't that character have tactics?
Yeah, tactical mind. So my my character realizes that we're actually on the double black diamond slope, believe it or not. Because it's a double black diamond slope, there are at multiple points kind of steep drop-offs So I decide to, I see one of those steep drop-offs, and I don't actually have a tactical mind, so he does something tactical.
Are you attempting to hide?
I'm actually, climb? So I was thinking about attempting to hide.
Okay.
That's not very tactical, though, because it's a wild animal, so it's going to smell me. Is there any... Okay, so let me actually think about this. Okay, so I've fallen off from the top of a ski lift, and so there are, like, poles around, right?
Yeah.
Is there any, like, machinery around, and are there, like, substations that go, you know, from the top to the bottom periodically? You know what I'm talking about? Like, for service work on the poles?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to do something with that. I don't know what. Can I just have my character figure something out? Because he's... Okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to try to electrocute the fire. So I'm going to get to the panel and I'm going to expose some wires.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
And
so I got there eventually, guys. I promise.
Yeah, that's also the small generator that runs the ski lift. So congratulations, you found it.
Yeah. All right, awesome. So brains then?
Yeah.
Fives.
You managed to expose some wires.
You get a survival point.
Yeah, you get a survival point for that?
Yes.
On the character that's currently in danger. Yeah. Nice. You gotta get to 8 in order to survive unless Lucas says otherwise.
So the creature that was howling and screaming has begun to run at you. And it will take a swipe towards you. Now you're next to that panel, hits those wires instead. So he's kind of a little thrown off. He's also close enough that you can see exactly what it is. It's about an 8-foot tall goat-like creature. And he's in a lot of pain and he's really pissed off. Now it's your go.
So around this kind of electrical substation, is there anything? Like, is there toolbox? Is there and how big is it? Like, I can't even imagine it in my head right now.
It's a small generator. I mean, it doesn't take a lot, I guess, to run this thing. I mean, there's probably multiple generators. But this is, let's say it's probably a 3-foot cube.
Okay.
And you manage to pull some wires out of it that are now sticking out at him.
Okay. How incapacitated is he?
He's taken a couple yards back. He stepped back. Because he's got, he's been electrocuted. He's a little weird. He's a little freaked out.
Okay. I'm going to... Well, that got that character killed, but my character wouldn't know it. I'm going to, wildly scream at him and wave things around because that's what I saw in a Discovery TV show once.
So you're going to try to intimidate him?
Yeah.
Spirit check would be that. What that would be.
And I have bluff, too. So I'm, like, really playing this up.
Booga booga, I have the electricity power.
Yeah. Maybe I'm doing...
Fear like, me! You're, like, striking okay, yeah, together. Yeah.
No, maybe because, like, I saw all this, like, mystical shit. Like, I'm trying to, like, play that up or play, like, I'm a shaman or some shit. You know, I don't know. So if it's normal, I shouldn't be rolling D10s, right?
You should be rolling D8s.
Yeah. Okay.
And you should be rolling 4, unless you have an ability which gives you a +1, or unless Lucas wants to take one away from you.
Bluff.
I'll give you bluff. Sure, why not?
Ooh, baby. Buy my bullshit. 2s.
That's luckily another... for you, you got a match.
Yeah, right?
You get a survival point.
Yeah, you get a survival point, and clearly you know this. Do you know what this creature is? Have you figured out what it is?
Yeah, it's Krampus, and... in my my random gibbering, I'm like speaking German, like Einzweinger, yeah, like just spouting German.
So he hears the German, is like a little freaked out, and apparently you said something that was really weird.
Fuck your mother.
There's electricity, and he's kind of hurt. He roars a huge screeching howl, And he just sort of jumps and disappears up into the snowy air. And this is the end of the kill scene.
How many do you have, Spencer?
Survival points?
Yeah.
2.
Roll a d6?
No.
Roll 5.
Okay, you get to keep all of them.
Yeah. What happened? How does that work?
You get to keep up to 3. So when you roll a d6, 1 and 2, you keep 1. You know.
Oh, gotcha.
3 cool. 4, you keep 2. 5 to 6, you keep 3.
Cool.
I'm just going to assume that you're probably going to head back to the
yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to everyone else for now.
Bruh, gotta find Tina. She's going to be so grateful when I save her.
You got PC Principal still alive over there?
Yeah, bruh. Bro, we're going to save her, and she's going to be so grateful. Panties be dropping, you know what I'm saying?
are you PC Texas A&M?
Okay, you guys come up to the cabin where Yao and Tina were at, and you find Yao's body.
Sweet.
So freak out check for that.
I'm going to say Eddie's seen 3 bodies now.
Eddie's seen 3 bodies. He's probably okay. He's like, oh, come on.
It's like, whoa, man. Foreign dude ate it. I have my D8s back. 8s.
I will learn.
Mm. 7s for Sarah.
Okay. We're rolling a
freak out check.
Spirit.
Yeah, spirit.
I mean, I've seen a couple dead bodies. We've all seen dead bodies.
Not as many as Eddie has.
Yeah, Eddie's seen the
one whole dead body.
Eddie literally watched someone die.
Yeah, true. Andy was.
I actually probably would have given him an extra die had it mattered.
8s.
Tapas. Tapas.
It actually makes you angry.
Yeah, you're just kind of pissed off now.
Stacy was secretly in love with Yao.
Stacy was secretly in love with
Yao. Let me tell my own story.
1.
You got 1s.
No, boy. Who are you, Timmy?
Yeah.
Timmy's cowering.
Him and Yao are good friends.
Yeah.
We used to watch Scooby-Doo together on Saturday mornings.
Who else is... Okay, no, Jordan is not there.
Nope, that's all of us.
Okay.
Am I? Is Ronnie?
Ronnie's there.
Ronnie is there. Yeah, Ronnie. Okay. Ronnie joined up.
All right. So, my spirit. No, wait. I'm over here now. I'm good. So.
That's D6s.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
4s.
So 4 out of the 5 of you guys are all right. Timmy is pretty freaked out. Since you rolled 1s, you're so freaked out that you kind of run off as slowly as Timmy can run.
I feel bad for him, and I start running after him. Bro, don't run off.
Okay.
Eddie's running in looking for Tina. Tina, where are you? He runs in the cabin.
So he's in the cabin.
So I leave Stacy and Sarah outside.
Stacy and Sarah, where are you guys going? You've got Sarah and you got Stacy, right?
Do we notice anything about Yao?
I mean, he's shredded just as badly as what Brad and Angela were. Do we see the book? Were. Give me a perception check to see if you see the book. Everybody can roll this. Everybody who's still standing there.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I say the only people there left there are Sarah, I think.
0s.
It's 10s. Toppers.
10s. So yeah, congratulations. You found a blood-soaked book.
Sweet.
Oh my God! What's that?
Some weird book. Old book.
Why would he have an old book?
I don't know. I wasn't here. Do you know why he has an old book?
I don't know. I wasn't in love with him like you were.
How did you know?
Psychology. So Eddie's crashing through the cabin looking for Tina.
Okay. I mean,
unless
he's not
there with the book.
He's not finding much.
Yao found out about Tina. The knife. For what reason?
There's a post-it
note. There's a post-it note in the book.
So it was in the book.
Yeah. Okay. So I imagine if you're flipping through the book, you'll find the post-it note.
Okay. This is something to ask Ed about his knife, mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
I wonder if it could be this knife.
Genre point for pointing out the obvious.
How'd that get there?
I guess that's Ed's knife.
I mean, it could be. Does it say Ed?
You found it in the workshop.
I mean, it's a pretty unique knife. It's not like, I mean, it's not an average knife. I'm sure you're they're not. Right. I'm sure you don't ask Ed about his butter knife. That would be
maybe. I don't know. Maybe. If Eddie doesn't find her in the cabin, he's gonna start searching around the cabin looking for her.
Tina. Adrian.
That was his snow bunny, bro.
I get you. He's still not finding anything. He notices there's a shattered window.
He's gonna start looking.
Okay, I mean, you look. There's some blood kind of on the wall where the window was at.
He's gonna follow any trail he can find. He's got a saver.
Is he going back outside? Or?
Yeah. No, wherever he needs to go, man.
All right. Where out? Now you guys, where he's heading is probably the direction you guys went. He probably went in between the cabins, right? When Timmy ran off and Ronnie followed, in between the cabins is probably where you went.
Have I caught up to him yet?
Yeah, you're a lot faster than he is.
Yeah. I catch him and I pull out the M&Ms that he gave me and I'm like, start trying to feed him. Just calm down. It's okay.
I accept the M&Ms.
Weeping as you eat them.
Chocolate gives me pleasure.
You hear a thunk, like a wet thunk.
Oh. Who does?
Ooh, yeah. The two of you. And Eddie, if Eddie has caught up.
It's up to you. You're in charge of the game.
I mean, if that's where you're headed, then that's where you're headed.
All right.
You guys are kind of in between the cabins. You hear a wet thunk.
Bros, did you hear that?
I'm readying my axe. I'm just looking around. I'm
shakily holding the revolver.
He's got a hair trigger.
Yeah.
You guys are looking around?
Yeah.
Give me a brains. See if you can figure out where it came from.
All right, I lose a dice.
Toppers.
Do I lose a dice? And dice twos. For half-witted?
No, no worry about it.
I got toppers and twos.
Toppers and twos.
I got toppers.
Okay, you guys are both really perceptive. What's Eddie get?
Oh, he's there?
Yeah, Eddie's there.
I would say, if I'm there, I'm going, Tina! Tina, where are you? Tina!
So you're not even paying attention. You don't even hear the thunk then? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying, he's bruh! I mean, I've watched Steven Seagal. Like, I do Arnold's Pumping Iron. I read the book. Like, I can take anything, bro.
You watch Richard Simmons?
Shh. Don't tell him about that, bro. It's good for your glutes.
Tone it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't mean you have to wear the unitard.
I didn't roll anything.
Well, he was used to it from wrestling.
Yeah, right.
You two are perceptive enough that you, since you both got toppers, that the wet thunk was coming from the roof of that cabin.
Okay, I'm going to look on the roof.
Yeah.
I point my gun that way, yeah.
I mean, if you back up far enough.
I ready my weapon.
It's not a hugely tall cabin. So if you guys were to back up far enough, you could probably see onto the
roof. Yeah, I with like...
Okay. On the roof, you see the headless body of Tina.
Holy shit. No! Falls to his knees.
My snow bunny!
Freak out check.
I definitely will roll a freak out check for that. That seems legit.
I got doubles.
I got toppers.
5-4.
Didn't roll anything.
All right, you're pretty freaked out because it was your snow bunny.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're kind of like running back towards the other two there, flipping through the book. You two guys apparently don't give a shit.
I said from the beginning I didn't like Tina, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tina's a cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
She had it coming.
I just saw Spy last night. Have you guys seen that? No.
Okay. All right. Eddie ran off. While you two guys are distracted by the body, even though you don't care about it.
Thunder.
you hear another thunk, a much louder thunk, coming from above you. So there's two. Remember, you're between cabins.
Yeah.
Holds gun up.
Do you even look where you're shooting?
No.
Are you shooting?
I don't want to see it. No,
I'm blindly shooting.
No.
I mean,
and okay. Luck rolls to see who gets shot by this stuff. Right.
All right. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm continuing to back up.
Clearly, it's a giant animal leaping at
you. Got some genre points to spend.
Yeah, right?
So it's on you guys.
So who am I going to f*** over? Hey, anyone want to get in here? okay, give me my options with... Well, can I just take a shot at it first?
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I got 4 bullets, mate. Let's do this.
All right. What would you say that would be? Spirit, to see if he hits it?
Oh. I mean, that's you. Spirit for luck, finesse for being steady.
Oh, man.
Brains for thinking about
it. I just got a better idea, though. What if my weed falls out and then, like, I, like, make a stupid decision? Can I do that instead? That sounds like more fun.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah, I want to do that. My weed falls out, and then I give it up to you. Go for it, bro. Make it happen. Give me a story.
Yeah. 2 genre points.
2 genre points. You spin around too fast enough that your weed falls out of your pocket, and you're like, oh, shit, bro. And so you, while pointing the gun up, reach down and not paying attention, just accidentally fire a shot.
Okay.
So by luck, let's see if you hit the thing.
Yes! Yes! I think by luck, we just see what he hits, period. Don't roll ones.
Tops.
Oh! Wow.
You hear a screeching howl as it yes. as this thing Amazing. Comes down at you. You just happen to hit it.
The kills, if that's a kill scene roll, you get 1 survival point plus D3 survival points, and the kill scene ends immediately for him.
That doesn't mean the creature's dead, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so I get a survival point and what? A D what?
D3. So roll it D6. It doesn't matter because the kill scene's over for you. Whatever's happened to you,
I know.
You have What's immediately...
You roll 6?
Yeah,
and
yeah
then
you
it's
divide
one.
It by
okay.
2, basically.
Gotcha.
It won't. It 6. Probably won't matter.
You get keep all
So you get 3. You actually get 3 additional survival points.
Yeah. Is that just for primary characters?
Always pick the pothead.
How many are you up to?
I'm up to 2, 4, 5.
Okay.
The kill scene's got to end favorably for him. That does not necessarily mean it ends favorably for Timmy. Timmy's still got an action to do.
True. What's Timmy's action?
The thing is shot, though.
He shot the creature where...
Your action would happen simultaneously with his. Yeah. So you hear a howl. Do you dodge? Do you duck? Do you punch? Do you...
If you can dodge a Krampus, you can dodge a ball.
That's probably accurate. So he shot the thing. Is it like... Did that stop it from charging?
It was leaping down from the roof.
Okay.
So he hit it on its way down.
So how far away is it? Why be able to attack it with the axe?
I mean, once it reaches the ground, ideally, yeah.
I'm going to attack it with the axe.
Okay, so roll brawn.
Roll brawn.
I got hard to hurt. Is that a plus 2 attacking?
Hard to hurt would be if you were getting hit.
That's what I figured, but yeah. I...
Because you're a big fella.
No.
You rolled a 1?
Yes.
So you're going to lose a survival plus D3 survival, but it doesn't matter because it's primary character, so just make a mark because you've... So you are still technically in, quote-unquote, the kill scene.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
It's on you now.
I'm like, oh my god, somebody else play the game.
So you could choose to, as the, because it's been shot, you can choose to have it run away. And I can choose, can I choose to re-enter the kill scene and try to shoot it, because it's right next to me?
Well, what would, blank? Like, so for example, the way that I would see this is, so you only shot because you dropped your bag of weed.
Right.
It rolls down the hill, you chase after it. So that's what I'm saying. You have stumbled down the hill, you're now following this apparently rolling bag of weed. Whereas Daniel, you know,
you're
drops
more aware
down.
About your weed now. You don't care.
The thing drops down in front of Daniel, which has been shot. He swings and whiffs completely and almost falls over. That way, they're still in the kill scene, and you have now escaped it.
Okay.
So Krampus, now you guys don't know, but Krampus has apparently been electrocuted at one point. Now he's been shot. He's really pissed off. And he swipes at you and slices you in the face. You whiffed. He didn't.
Okay.
He's not dead. He's still got
You're
survival
not dead.
Points.
Yeah.
Well, he would get... So if Krampus is declaring the action, Daniel, you would get to dodge. You could attack to his attack. You could whatever, if you could figure out how to roll brains in this scenario.
So you can try to either... Escape or hit back.
Roll spirit for luck.
Well, I doubt escaping will be an option for me at this point.
Finesse isn't really going to help you, so I would try and swing at it again. Statistically, your best option, unless you want to use genre points.
Yeah, I'm going to... probably not anything out here that can help me, because, I mean, it's just snow, so... I'm just going to try to hit it again.
You rolled another one, so you lose a genre point or survival point minus D3 survival points.
Can I do try it again?
How many genre points is it worth?
3.
And you get to re-roll all dice?
We may not re-roll this result.
You get to re-roll all dice, I think.
Yeah, I think it's one of those.
Yeah, to re-roll the same amount of dice that you for another attempt.
So it costs you 3 genre points.
That's fine. I was wanting to use something more creative with them, but at this point I got...
Timmy's last stand with his axe. You rolled another one. You rolled 3s, but they're canceled out by the 1. Or, well...
Yeah.
I mean, he's 0-sum game. Technically, he's still at 1. He did not fail that roll. The check that generates no matching results reduces the total by 1d3 as well as 1 additional for each 1 rolled. So he actually passed that.
So you swing at it and you hit it with the side of the axe.
You didn't really hit it with the sharp part. You managed to just kind of whack it.
That's good enough for me.
The claws come at you and you kind of just knock them out of the way so they don't slice your throat open.
Yeah. Krampus is really pissed off.
Do I gain survival points from that?
Theoretically, yeah, because you rolled a top or you rolled a match.
Succeeded, yeah.
So I just gained 1?
Yeah, just 1.
And Krampus, once again, jumps into the night. He's really pissed off and he keeps getting deflected every turn. So that's the end of that kill scene. Now you guys aren't far. Stacy and Sarah aren't far, so you probably heard what was going on.
Well, we heard the gunshot for sure.
Well, yeah.
So give me a freak out check for what you're hearing.
Hearing a gunshot?
Nobody knew Ronnie had a gun, right?
Yeah.
He was waving around in the air. He just didn't care.
Either way, you probably heard screeching, howling, clawing, stuff happening.
He wants to split us up, so roll and see if we get split up.
I don't wanna.
It's part of the game. Need a bunch of 8s. 8s.
You got any 8? Nope.
Those are 10s.
Where did those 8s go? 4, 7, 5, and 3. So, nope, she fails. I just did.
3 3s.
Nice. You're kind of like, what the hell is going on? You're like, you're freaked out.
Yeah. Nope. Sarah's off in the woods, whatever.
Sarah's freaked out enough that she not runs, but very kind of slowly starts to skip away. You're not really that freaked out, but it's up to you what you want to do. I'm going to give you the option.
I will run towards the sound of the gunshot.
Okay. You find a stoner trying to find a bag of weed in the snow, and a fat kid looking really freaked out.
With a scratch on my face.
I'm going to walk up to Ronnie and demand for the gun. No more bullets need to be wasted, please. Plus, I'm a better shot than you.
Finders keepers, motherfucker. You touch me, I'll fuck you up.
I doubt that, but if you want to go that direction.
All right, you know what? You find my weed, I'll give you the gun.
Look for his damn weed.
But I want a chance to find it first, too. So I get to roll as well. Let's make this interesting, motherfucker. Right. What do I roll with?
Let's do spirit. See if you're lucky enough to find it in the snow.
You want my gun?
I got
too
toppers.
Bad. I got toppers.
You both got toppers.
Mine are 8s. Mine are higher.
You both find the bag of weed at the same time. And you're in a bit of a tug of war.
What should we roll?
This is getting.
I'll let go if you give me the gun.
Oh, no, bro. I want both. Finesse
for.
To see who can, or brawn or whatever.
Yeah, once again, it's weird. Let's just do opposing brawn rolls. See who's strong enough to pull the bag of weed.
I have scrapper, so can I roll an extra die, bro?
You're not really fighting against something.
But I'm scrappy, so. All right.
You kick some snow in her face.
Yeah.
I hope you guys just tear the bag in half.
I need D8s, right?
I got nothing, so pair something.
3s.
You managed to tug the bag of weed away.
Deals off, bro. Sorry about your luck.
Fine, you've killed us all. Good job.
It's at this point that...
your opinion.
Jordan.
It's at this point that Jordan reemerges from the slopes, and he's not alone. He actually... John is helping him walk up. You guys haven't seen John since the beginning of this.
The owner
of Wonderland. So John brings Jordan to you guys and is, you know, where is everybody? What have you seen? What's going on?
Well, dead.
Most of us are here.
I think all of us are here now.
Well, Sarah's not.
Oh.
Neither is Eddie, because apparently he's disappeared at some point. Oh.
There's two people still missing, and everybody else is dead.
That about sums it up.
I can't believe this is happening again.
Well, okay. Again?
Well, yeah, again?
You shouldn't have come here. This place is cursed. My family is cursed.
Your family?
What?
Then why are you running a ski lodge like...
That seems a little bit irresponsible.
You see this sigil, and he kind of shows you the sigil that's on his necklace, that curly V.
Jordan goes.
Does Jordan know what this is?
Jordan does.
Yeah, he's
Jordan's the one who wrote
does
the stuff.
Is Jordan smart enough to say what this is?
Jordan is withholding until what's his face speaks.
Okay,
a little bit more.
So this is an old family sigil, and it's been rumored that over the years that it's cursed, that my family, it actually stems from a family of Krampus.
Jordan slowly backs away from him towards his friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
John, apparently, we started this thing good friends, and nobody knows each other apparently.
Okay, so. I want to talk about what I found, but I don't want creepy dude to hear. So I'm gonna give a little bit more in time to unfold. What's your move, DM?
John kind of looks about and he says, "Look, there's this rumor that there's actually a cure, but I've never been able to find it. It's supposed to be in an old book. My father had it. It's been lost for years."
You mean this book?
You found the book?
Yeah, my dead friend had it.
How'd that get there?
How'd that get there? Oh, look, it was on one of the only bookshelves in the whole place. Yeah. Where else would a book be?
It wasn't actually on the bookshelf.
It just wasn't in there.
It wasn't
the second bookshelf.
Wasn't it behind the bookshelf?
It was behind it.
Conveniently wedged between them. Like, no one would ever, yeah.
Apparently nobody paid attention. I don't know.
Maybe that's why that cabin always gets attacked.
You found the book. Did you open it?
I perused it.
What did you find?
I don't know that I really want to talk to you about this.
You've got to tell me. I have to get this curse off my family.
Well, you didn't tell us about this curse when we got here, and now half of my friends are dead.
Yeah,
so you're the reason why we're dying.
I tried to tell you to stay in the cabin.
Yeah, what he said.
Not really. It kind of disappeared when the lights went out, too. Yeah, so yeah. There's a lot of suspicious activity
going
on with
everybody. Yeah,
we
don't trust you. Yeah.
I really can't explain that right now. Just give me the book.
No. Well, I don't think I will.
Okay.
Ronnie holds up gun.
Ronnie holds up gun. Does anybody else want to do anything?
So yeah, I was gonna...
I think this is, since it's getting tense, this is when Jordan just spills everything. I went in cave! The thing worked, and then big thing, and then V was on the... I have trouble expressing myself when I'm nervous. That's all he gets out.
V was on the what?
It was this weird symbol. I found it in this cave. It was in a book. A book lot like that one. See, look! And I hold it up.
So John swipes the page from you. Says, this is it. This is how to summon Krampus. This is how to take the curse off of my family. Can you read it?
Wait, I don't trust you. This is how you bring it into the world, not how you take it out.
No, you have to bring it in to bring it out.
It's already in the world, bro!
We have to trap it. We have to trap it inside the symbol. That's all I know.
Oh, God. I can... Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
So I imagine at this point you tell him what the ingredients are.
Yeah.
So of those ingredients, what do you have on hand? Go through your list.
Symbol. I don't know that. I can't say it out loud. I guess we can make rocks in the snow and like have it spell out things in the snow. Maybe if we had something that spelled out things in the snow, we could. Oh, he's dead.
He's never dead.
we have the chant. Oh shit. The sack. I guess we could use an old pillowcase or something. Pretty hot chick. I mean, chick I have a crush on. I mean, Stacy, go grab some branches. And the names of the two children. Fuck them. Let's use those. Okay, we got everything we need.
We have to actually have these items physically. So search this cabin. This was the cabin that the family was in.
All right. We go into the cabin, guys. Let's find the
Yeah. So again, you managed to find two presents that have the names of the children on them.
Oh, perfect. Can we just take the presents?
Yeah.
All right. Can. So where are we doing? Where are we doing this thing? We doing this?
Does somebody grab birch branches from somewhere? They've been lying around everywhere.
Okay. Come on, I can't do this by myself. Y'all gotta chip in, contribute. Who else is with me?
Both my characters are lost in the woods, so okay. I can't do anything.
Who else is with me?
Well, I'm kind of there.
Well, you're not lost in the woods. You just backed away really far.
I'm assuming at this point in the game, I ran away, so.
Okay.
What do I need to grab?
You grab birch branches.
Okay, I'm going to go grab some branches.
John, is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do we trap it once we call it to us?
In order to trap it, you just have to make the symbol. Draw the symbol in the snow. Put the presents in the middle, the names of the children.
Okay, got it.
Say the chant. Okay. And when it appears, stab it with the knife. You do have the knife, right?
Knife? Do you have a knife?
No. At the mention of the knife, I'm going to go run off to find Sarah.
Okay.
Okay, apparently we have the knife.
I mean, are you telling everybody else what's going on? You're a ridiculous human being.
Oh, I am!
No, Stacy is a ridiculous human being.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What are your... do you have pluses on anything?
Fast runner?
Give me fast... Okay. Roll fast runner. See how fast you are. So you can add one.
I got once.
Okay, you're not moving too fast. Go ahead and give me a spirit check.
4s.
Yeah, you managed to notice Sarah like cowering near one of the other cabins. You can at least see her. He didn't get there very fast.
Disagree, I'm a fast runner, it says right there.
Well, your role said otherwise.
It's hard to run. It's not like the track. It's the snow, bro.
Sarah, what's up? What's going on?
The gunshot. I mean, where is that thing?
Stoner had shot the gun off. He's an idiot. You have him still have that knife, right?
Well, yeah.
I think we're going to need it to kill this thing.
Okay, we're going to fight that thing? Does that seem wise?
No, it doesn't, but they apparently have some sort of ritual to trap it, so I say at least that we have the knife. We don't want to be too far away if this thing works.
Okay.
Or we could do nothing and we could all die. I mean, you can make that choice, I guess.
Wondering if she and Ronnie have been sharing some stuff. Because that seems insane. Oh, okay.
How do your dead friends seem?
Dead? And you're suggesting we cast an ancient ritual to make it go away. To be fair, I don't know that Sarah has seen anything. Okay. Anyway, yeah, she'll go along suspiciously, trying to smell pot on your breath.
She smells right. None.
So if I've searched these cabins, I was probably able to find the paint, wasn't I?
Probably.
Well, you searched that cabin.
I mean, do you want to search the other cabins?
Yeah, I mean.
You find the paint.
Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations.
So I make the symbol. I put the two presents in the center, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The birch branches, the chant I'm ready to do, but I'm waiting for them to come back.
Okay.
The sack as well.
John explains, we don't have the sack, but we have the branches. That should be enough.
No.
What we need to do.
It's not like your mom's Sunday lasagna recipe, motherfucker. you need the fucking sack, so.
Trust me, it'll be fine.
I don't know you, so. Okay, whatever. I guess the sack is to call it anyway. So I guess if it comes, it comes. Okay.
I imagine you probably grabbed a good amount of branches.
Well, yeah.
So we have double the amount of branches minus a sack. You're fine. Does anybody have a lighter?
Ronnie goes, yeah, I have a lighter.
All right. We need the two of you stand on either side of the symbol and light the branches on fire. Uh-huh. Like a torch.
Okay. I'm on one side. Who's on the other?
Doesn't matter. Anybody?
Fine. Jordan's on the other side. Shit, people.
We're not there.
What?
They're waiting on you to come back.
Yeah. How far away are you?
Why are you waiting on me?
We need the fucking knife.
Do you know about the knife?
I'm pretty sure we know about the knife. I'm pretty sure Sarah pulled it out and showed us.
I mean, yeah, she said there was a knife. John said there was a knife.
Yeah.
So. I'm pretty sure Sarah showed us the knife.
Yeah, she did.
At some point.
Remember, she pulled it out and she was like,
"You mean this knife?"
Yeah.
Right, dun,
dun, dun.
Yeah. But we were around.
We were around.
I'm assuming we're headed back. I'm assuming you guys are doing this in the middle of everywhere.
You've made it back.
And if he's still by the cabin, if you were cowering by the cabin, you're not that far away.
Well, no, my point was we weren't. My plan wasn't to actively be a part of this. It was to watch them summon some stupid thing and maybe intervene. Okay. I don't know that this is going to work.
But you're there, right?
You don't know that it's going to work.
Exactly.
But are you there?
Are you there?
Sarah. No. Sarah is there with the knife.
Sarah's there with the knife.
Okay.
There you go.
My God, you have it. Can I have it? I mean, I need it.
I'm going to use a psychology roll on him, if you don't mind. Is he very Deus Machina shows up with the solution? As I pointed out before, this is not a horror movie. Twos.
He's pretty sincere. You know that he needs it.
All right. That was a successful roll, so if we get dicked, it's because Lucas gave it to me as a successful roll. Hand him the knife, because he seems trustworthy.
Okay.
No, he didn't say that. Never mind. He said he needed it.
Jordan, I need you to say the chant, since you're the only one who speaks German.
Eins, wein, drei, cool runnings! Can I get a genre points? Because that's 90s.
Sure, it is a 90s film.
Oh.
So as you do the chant and you light the branches on fire, suddenly the snow just begins to whirl inside that circle. And it's like a huge snore tornado. And as it dissipates, Krampus is standing there, screaming, yelling, wailing. John takes the knife, leaps forward, and stabs Krampus in the chest. Krampus falls to the ground and starts to wither. And suddenly you see Ed laying there.
Done.
And he would have gotten away with it too. if it hadn't been for those kids.
John looks around at you all, very frightful but thankful, and says, "Ed was my uncle. It was said that he had this curse years ago. He hasn't been able to maintain Wonderland for years. Some children went missing years ago, and we presumed it was bears, but I had other ideas, assuming that it was our curse. I've been searching for this book, and I knew Ed had it, but I don't think he wanted us to fix it."
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
"So thank you all for helping me get rid of this curse."